With so many people coming into Milwaukee and opening their wallets through the week, there was an expectation for a $200 million economic boost to the city. But as Stephen Potter reports, while some businesses made out, others fell flat.
For some, the restaurant business this week in Milwaukee has been booming.
From the minute we opened our doors yesterday, all the way through, we have been slammed busy. We have been packed full.
For Marla Poitinger from the new fashioned bar and restaurant, which is right across from the Fiserv Forum, the increase in traffic from the Republican National Convention has more than exceeded expectations.
We told our team to expect about the equivalent of one Bucks game every day this week, which would have been fantastic, 4 days in a row. Yesterday alone, we did five Bucks games.
But for others who are further away from the convention activity, business has been significantly different and disappointing.
Well, we've been hearing people haven't been coming down because the restaurants are not getting enough business.
It seems like there are just so many events going on. We're also kind of on the outskirts of where everything's taking place. People sometimes seems like they're forgetting like the little local spots. We had extra staff on ready standby, but we've actually called off a few people here and there just because numbers have not been what we expected.
In the months preceding the convention, there was a lot of talk and excitement about a substantial financial bump coming from the infusion of the 50,000 convention attendees.
I think originally the thought was it'd be $200 million in economic impact.
Omar Sheikh of the high-end steakhouse Carnivore says business at his restaurant has been slower than he'd like.
Yesterday we were decent, not crazy by any means, not really overly busy.
Normally, Sheikh says, conventions that come to town for company meetings and trainings are busy. But the Republican National Convention isn't a normal convention.
There aren't restricted areas and security and things of this nature. So I would say this is, political conventions are certainly different.
Sheikh says he's also talked to some restaurant owners who decided not to open at all during the week of the convention.
And they said, look, I don't really have a lot of reservations on the books. So if I don't have business, if I order a lot of the product, you know, it's perishable, right? And they don't do business, then they actually lose money.
One person keeping a close eye on the economic impact of the RNC is Dale Koyenga. He's the president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce.
The Milwaukee brand is known, and it's things like this. It's like the Box the Brewers, events like this, where you could go around the world and people say, oh, I know Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
As for the lack of business some spots are seeing during the convention, Koyenga says,
you can't just look at your 4 days. You have to look at the longer impact of tourism in Milwaukee.
For Sheikh, he may have wanted more of an economic impact from the RNC, but he also understands it's a long game.
The greater hope is that everyone that came here from around the world and around the country to say, this is an incredible city. I want to return to that city. I want to go back to that restaurant. I want to go back to that, stay in that hotel. And hopefully that a lot of people and a lot of organizations will see how great of a city it is that they'll book large-scale conventions here with us.